Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, today is the 10th of the month, the 10th of the month. And, of course, we do the word of wisdom, the moment of wisdom on each corresponding chapter in Proverbs, chapter 10. And here it is, the 10th of the month. And we look at chapter 10. And today we're having one verse. This particular verse is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24. Proverbs 10, 24, that it reads, and this is so, so important, that Proverbs 10, 24, what the wicked dreads, think about that, what the wicked dreads will overtake them. Think about it. What the wicked dreads will overtake them. What the righteous desire will be granted. What the righteous desire will be granted. Think about it. So that means that one could be a desire and one could be a dread. You know, the Word of God says, there they were with all that dread, with nothing to dread at all. Mm-hmm. At all. And, you know, a wicked person, the reason why a wicked person, a sinner, somebody who's just sold into darkness, they are constantly dreading things. And so they're moving in fear and they're moving in manipulation. They're trying to stop things from happening. But yet, watch it. It always overtakes them.
Mm-hmm.
It all, the very thing they're trying to dodge in their life. And they're trying to prevent, instead of just repenting,
right,
you know, which is the thing to do, that it just overtakes them.
Right.
It eventually overtakes them. But listen to this. He also says, what the righteous desire, I mean, it's okay to have a godly desire in your heart, a desire for things and wanting to be used by God and to be blessed in your family and marriage and just life. And, you know, I have a desire for a third grade awakening. How about you?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
That what they desire will be granted. And of course, our righteousness is not in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our righteousness is in the cross. But have we dealt with the sin issue with the remedy, which is the cross of Christ, in laying down our lives? You know, religion is hanging around the cross, but Christianity is getting on the cross.
Right.
And if we're going to have the righteous desires, they have to be at the cross of Christ. Not in, like, I've been good enough, so God's going to give me something.
Right.
You know, I know one particular man. I remember he was like a roller coaster, because he felt like if his business was doing good, that God loved him. If his business was doing bad, you know, God was angry at him. And of course, the business market goes up and goes down. And so it was just a real bipolar experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, dude, why tie your relationship to God, to your business? Why not just live a life that's right before God and have godly desires and just watch what he does? Because he says that the righteous desire, their desires will be granted to them. And understand that, you know, just relax. You know, if you've shared the truth, if you've loved on people that just insist on going the wrong way, in the dark way, that's all you can do. You can't, you know, you don't want to be, you can't force people to do what's right. You can't force them to do what's right. You're going to have to actually just love on them, tell them the truth in love, and if you get an opportunity to speak in their life, but realize eventually it'll overtake them.
All right.
I mean, remember Israel was going, hey, I want some quail. Give us some quail. You want some quail?
He gave it to him.
It overtook him, right?
That's right.
It overtook their noses and their mouths. It came out of everything, right?
Everything.
And they were eating it thinking, hey, this is cool. And it says, you know, why the meat was in their teeth, that God's anger burned against them. So the moment of wisdom today is Proverbs 10:24. What the wicked dreads will overtake them. What the wicked dreads will overtake them. What the righteous desire will be granted. We'll be right back.